We played some audio from the sheriff of Milwaukee County, Dave Clark Jr., no relation to the guy who formed the Dave Clark Five back in the 60s, who voiced a PSA suggesting that citizens should be prepared to train and arm themselves to fight crime. Now, he probably did it as a way to fight back against proposed budget cuts for his department. But you take that part out of it, and you'll see he'll make a reference to layoffs and whatnot. And it seems that what he's saying is what you would expect a sheriff to tell people. Here is that PSA from the Milwaukee County Sheriff, Dave Clark, because we're about to talk to the King County Sheriff and get his take on it.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. Now, do you think that sheriffs should run messages like this as a public service? Well, why don't we ask our current King County Sheriff, John Urquhart, who you've heard for many, many years as the sheriff's spokesman. Now he gets to actually order around the sheriff's spokesman when he's not being it himself. Hello, John.
I'm not sure that's possible, quite frankly, just by the nature of the job.
So you heard what Sheriff Clark, your colleague in Milwaukee County, it's kind of similar to Seattle. You know, you've got a county with a large city, in this case, Milwaukee, as opposed to Seattle. What do you think about Sheriff Clark's PSA?
Well, you know, my first reaction was kind of, whatever. You know, I can't get too excited about it. It's not something that I would do. I think it's. I think there's a bit of fear-mongering going on. I think it's a pretty simplistic message that doesn't really add to the national debate that we should be having, and I think we are having, regarding violence in America. So, as I said, kind of whatever.
Well, why wouldn't you run a PSA like that? But what he's saying is, we can't always be there. So if you do fear an intruder, consider taking, he didn't say buy a gun, protect yourself. He said consider taking a certified training course.
I think
so that you can protect yourself.
And you know, I get asked that same question all the time from the standpoint of, you know, gosh, there's a burglary down the street. Should I buy a gun? And that's a question that I never answered directly. And I don't think he did either. So to his credit,
yeah,
it's just kind of the way he said it. I think it's, like I said, it's a very simplistic message. It just kind of left me cold, to tell you the truth. And maybe that's just me. People could draw their own conclusions from it. It doesn't add, like I said, it doesn't add to the debate.
Now, you have a gun in your home.
Yep.
Do you think it's generally a good idea? Notice I'm not talking about a particular person because of a particular burglary, but as a general safety valve, do you think that having a firearm in your home is a good idea, like having, say, a fire extinguisher in case a fire breaks out?
Unless you have taken a gun safety course, unless you're familiar with that gun, unless you practice with that gun, unless you have the personality to be able to use that gun, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. I don't think you said anything that a member of the NRA would disagree with.
No, I don't think so either.
Because it's all about, you know, showing respect for what a firearm represents, and you show respect for that firearm by making sure that it's away from children who might get into it and play with it to terrible results, that you know how to use it, that you practice, and that you understand that there are some pretty heavy responsibilities that go with the right.
And why I am so careful when I talk about a gun in the home, or this PSA, for example, is I don't, people being people, human nature, I don't want people going out and buying that gun with every intention of taking that gun safety class, going to the range, and then not doing it. And you know how people are. That's going to happen mm-hmm. a lot. So I'm just so careful about bringing that up. It's not that I'm anti-gun. It's not that I'm anti-gun in the House. It certainly has nothing to do with gun control. It has everything to do with being responsible. And as a sheriff, I have a huge responsibility. I have a huge responsibility to send out the right message.
Now, we have 40 seconds left, and this is your chance if you wanted to jump on and support the legislation in the state capitol to crack down on juveniles who are caught with a firearm that Dan Satterberg and I have been championing.
I support that. Dan and I have talked about that a lot. The only thing that worries me just slightly is the disproportionality effect that it will have, but I support Dan's efforts and yours.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line, though, is look at the disproportionate number of victims.
That's right. No, I don't disagree. Okay. I support that.
All right. King County Sheriff John Urquhart, sure is great talking to you, John. Appreciate you making the time.